This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. It's about 4 minutes until the bottom of the hour. Scott Burton, your host today, and our next two poets on this Poetry Omnibus sort of celebration episode version of Juno Afternoon is Clara Ferguson and Mo Longworth. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thank you.
Okay, it's nice to have you here. Let's see, Clara, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 11 years old. But I like to say 11 and more than 6 months. And I was born here, and yeah.
About what grade are you in?
I'm in fifth.
Okay.
I'm about to end fifth.
Okay. And so you're now a published poet. when did you start writing poetry?
Well, my grandma kind of inspired me to start, but I think I started writing poetry when I was about 3 years old.
Wow. What makes you want to write poetry?
Well, I just, like, ever since I was a little kid, I really liked rhymes, like nursery rhymes and, like, just writing rhymes, just making words rhyme and stuff.
Okay. Very cool. And Mo Longworth, welcome to the show, playwright, poet, among other things.
Yes. I actually have this memory I just thought of that I did not share before the show, but in kindergarten, they taught us our first poem. And it was reciting it to my parents. I was so excited to go home from school. And they actually put me standing up on the fireplace bricks. And I said it, mud is very nice to feel, all squishy squash between your toes. I'd rather wade in wiggly mud than smell a yellow rose. And from then on, I started writing poems.
And what kept you going over the years?
Oh, probably mostly love and drama. By the time I was 13, I was up all night crying on the couch every time my boyfriend broke up with me, writing poems and listening to Johnny Mathis and crying all night. So a lot, I think, emotions kept me going.
Okay. Clara, would you like to share your piece with us?
Okay. The Berry Patch Cabin. The Berry Patch Cabin, that is where you get comfortable in front of the sweltering fire that is blazing just for me. I sit as I watch the beautiful sun rise to his station in the lovely rosy and golden sky. I feel fresh in the crisp morning air.
All right. Thanks for sharing. Besides poetry, do you also write things like short stories?
Well, yeah, I just really liked writing stories. I'm like trying to work on a play right now, but I'm only on my 12th page, and I'm also writing a story, and I'm also on my 12th page. I'm like trying to keep up with it. I think
busy.
Summer break is going to be very useful.
You get a lot of work done this summer.
Yeah.
Very cool. What compared like playwriting to short stories? How does poetry compare to those for you?
Well, I like both a lot. I think short stories, they're fun for me because, like, I can, like, tell, like, with poems and short stories, you can both, like, either choose that you can write about reality or, like, what you like to do, like, what you imagine, what you dream about. But with short stories, like, you can make them rhyme, but I think poems, I just like them because, like, they have, like, a specific, like, rhyme or beat or something.
Yeah. Very cool. How about you, Mo? You write plays as well and poetry. What is poetry for you as a form?
Gosh, a lot these days, I guess, the ones I share the most aren't really the kind, like, I have on the bus, but it's more, like, with a message because I think I'm, like, I'm at a different life stage where, you know, I'm at the more toward the end of the road than like you are, Clara. And I just feel like there's so many things I always thought that would be different by now from when I was growing up and fresh. And now I just feel like it's really important to get those thoughts and ideas out. And I think art like plays and poetry and short stories is a great way to do it. So I write all three, but I also still love to write from the emotion of it. And I think my poem on the bus is more one of those.
All right. Will you share it with us, please?
Sure. Remains. Ice skins over pools. Leftovers stuck lingering. High Tides Left Behind.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing. It's been nice speaking with you two. Cianne, thinking about this collection of poets, what are you most proud of this year?
Oh, most proud of that, you know, we have all of these people willing to share themselves with complete strangers. Every year, that's like a big thing, but especially for the kids to take that step and share their work, they should be really proud of that. Everyone should be proud of doing this, but that's a big thing, is poetry can be really scary. And to put yourself out like that where everyone can see something that you've made takes a lot of guts, and they should be really proud.
Clara, for kids your age who aren't writing poetry, what might be your advice to them?
Well, I feel like they should at least, like, give it a try, because, like, I remember before I started writing poetry, I thought, well, I don't know about poetry. But then when I started writing, I thought it was just, like, really fun, and I did it a lot after that.
Great advice. Any advice to poets out there, Mo, or non-poets?
I think everyone should take a poetry class at some point in their life, because when I took poetry with Emily Wall at the university here, Southeast, what I realized is why other writing classes had given me that advice, because it affects all your writing. It affects what I put in my plays, what I put in my stories, because that beat you're talking about, Clara, you can really find that beat in everything.
That's the voice of Mo Longworth. We are also speaking with Clara Ferguson. They are among the selectees of this year's Poetry Omnibus program. Starting in about 2 weeks, you can see their work on Capital Transit buses throughout the capital city. Thanks to you two for coming on the show. We have a few more poets to get to. Anything you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, if you're not writing poetry, you should try it. That's all I'm saying.
Thanks, you two.